I've always been curious about this bracha that we say in Korbanos, Mekadesh Shimcha B'Rabim. In the Siddur I use here, it has the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Shimcha B'Rabim. And the footnote on the bottom says, according to the Poskim and the Arizal, you're not supposed to say this bracha with the Shem Hashem. So I'm not sure who's left, the Poskim, the Arizal, they're all on the same team, they're not supposed to say it, but they print it anyway. So some Siddurim say it a little bit more toned down. The art scroll, the Israeli art scroll one says, Yesh Omrim, that you don't say the Shem Hashem. So, you're supposed to say the Shem Hashem, not supposed to say the Shem Hashem. So, this bracha is mentioned in Rishonim, it's brought in the tour, in Simin Memvav. However, there were those who were against the same with the Chasima, with the Shem Hashem. And the reason is that this bracha does not appear in the Gemara. And in general, we don't come up with our own brachas. Brachas that appear in the Gemara that we say, and usually brachas that do not appear in the Gemara, they're not meeting in the Gemara, we don't say. Not only that, but it doesn't follow the regular pattern of brachas that we have. Usually we say a bracha has to have shem u'malchus. This bracha has shem, but there's no malchus. There's no melech ha'ola mentioned in this bracha. In addition, usually a bracha of this nature would start and end with a baruch atah Hashem, and this bracha does not. It only ends with baruch atah Hashem. And it's not smucha l'chaverta. It's not coming right after a different bracha, which maybe would change the rules. So it doesn't really follow the regular pattern of brachas. And therefore, there are those who are against saying this bracha. On the other hand, this is not a modern invention. As mentioned, it's brought in the Rishonim. The Rav Yah discusses the Shibbol HaLeket. The Rav Yah claims that it comes from Yerushalmi. He quotes the Yerushalmi, which we don't have in our versions of the Yerushalmi. Others quote it from the Tanit of Elio, which at least the version I saw on the Bar Ilan also does not have it in our versions, but I did find it in a different measures. It's quoted in Midrashim. It is quoted from Chazal, and therefore there are those as well who are knowing to continue saying this bracha ad hayom hazeh. In general, as far as I can tell, Ashkenazim usually do say this bracha. Most Ashkenazim do say the bracha with Shem Hashem. Sephardim do not say the Shem Hashem. They just say Baruch without the Shem Hashem. What is exactly this bracha about? What kind of a bracha is it? So the tour says that it is a birchas hoda, bracha of thanks. Maybe it connects to what the Rav Yah says in the name of the Yerushalmi, that Hashem sees the world is not in great shape, there's a lot of bad things happening, and he wants to destroy the world, and then he sees the Jewish people saying Kriya Shema, being mekabel amachus shemayim, oh, and he says, this is, the world is worth having. And the malachim then go ahead and say this bracha. So we're basically copying the Malachim and thanking Hashem for having Rachamim on the world as a result of the fact that we are able to be Mekabel HaMalchus Shemayim. There may be a different take on this bracha based on the following discussion in the Rishonim. The Shibbol HaLeket quotes that really the version of the bracha, if you go back to the beginning, La'olam Yehi Adam Yirei Shemayim. So the version that the Rishonim had was B'Seser. We have in the Siddurim B'Seser Uva Golui. That person should be Yirei Shemayim both in private and in public. But the Rishonim didn't have the word Golui. They just had the word B'Seser. That person should be a Yirei Shemayim in private. So the Shibbol HaLeket quotes, there were those who were against this this opening phrase too. That, well, you should only be Yirei Shemayim in private, not in public. So you have to say, oh, maybe it means even in private. And in fact, we've added the word B'Golui. But the Shibbol HaLeket says, no, that this bracha was instituted K'neged Shasa Shmad. There was a time when the governmental decree was that Jews were not allowed to say Kriya Shema. They were not allowed to daven in general. They're not allowed, certainly not allowed to say Kriya Shema. So they used to have to sneak it in. Maybe that's why they put it at the beginning of davening to begin with. So they had to sneak it in. So Im Kain, maybe this bracha could be viewed as somewhat of a bakasha that Mekadesh Shimcha Birabim, that we should be able to have Kiddush Hashem Birabim, not just in private, but also in public. Maybe that could be a part of the bracha as well. Just two more ha'aras in the siddur that we have over here, the new Koren siddur, so it changes the girsa, Mekadesh Shmo Birabim. And most of them have Mekadesh Shimcha Birabim. What's that all about? So I think both versions actually exist in the Rishonim. But I think most versions had Mekadesh Shimcha B'Rabim, but the Gra has Mekadesh as Shemo Berabim. Shemo Berabim in third person as opposed to in second person really is more consistent with the normal way that we have most brachos. Hamreches Amo Yisrael Basharalam. Amo Yisrael, not Amcha Yisrael. Shakol Nieh B'dvaro, not Shakol Nieh B'dvarecha. Most brachos are really in third person. So the version of the Gra follows that pattern. However, this would not be the only bracha that's in second version. You can think to yourself what other brachas you might have, but certainly not the most common formulation of brachas. So that's over there. Finally, just to conclude the tour quotes that we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Then we add Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Le'olam Ve'ed, because when we say Kriya Shema to be Yotzei, we always put in Baruch Shem. So once in a while, the Tzibur will miss Zman Kriya Shema, so therefore we have it here, and you could be Yotzei with this. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, hold on a second. Maybe that's why it's instituted in general that you say Baruch Shem, but really, it'd be better to be Yotzei in the midst of Kriya Shema, Bevirchos Tel. So if the Tzibur is going to miss Zman Kriya Shema, then you should have in mind to be Yotzei the mitzvah. But otherwise, you should have in mind to not be Yotzei the mitzvah, because you want to be Yotzei the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, Bevirchos Tel. If the Tzibur will miss Zman Tefillah, so then he says, forget about it. It's not even clear that you can even say Birchos Kriya Shema at that time. You should just say Kriya Shema B'Birchos Tel now and daven without a minyan. And the Beir Halacha quotes, maybe even if they're going to miss Zman Kriya Shema, it would be better to say Kriya Shema B'Birchos Tel and then do Smichas Geula Tefillah even without the minyan. That's what I heard from Rav Schechter, who would like to quote, maybe it comes from Salvechik, that they thought it would be better to say Kriya Shema B'Birchos Tel, and even if it means davening B'Yechidus. But I think the most common minhag olam is probably the other way, like the Mishnah Berurah seems to assume, that you would say it before davening, and then say the full Seder HaTefillah with the Tzibur. Have a great day.